Hello and welcome to my channel. My name is Chuck Holmes. Today we're going to discuss some common MLM problems and give you some solutions on how to deal with it. Now, let me just start by telling you that life is filled with problems. Anytime you start a business of any kind, there's going to be challenges, setbacks, and disappointments. This is normal in everything that you do. The more money that you want to earn, the more you need an ability to solve more problems and bigger problems. The people who earn the big bucks in every industry are the people who can serve the most people and solve the most problems. Remember that if you want to be successful, regardless of your chosen profession. So what you'll see here are some of the most common problems that you might deal with or experience or have a team member experience when you're building your network marketing business. The first is having a negative spouse. Now, I will tell you this, opposites attract. Normally, one person is very excited about the business and the other one is not. It's very rare that both spouses are 100% excited about the business. When that happens, you have a power couple and they do very well normally in the industry, but it's not normal. So if your spouse is negative, they probably have a reason to be. You've probably been in other network marketing companies before and you dropped out or you quit once you lost your excitement, and they kind of stop believing in you because they kind of look at you as an MLM junkie. So if you want to turn your spouse around, you got to stick with it. You can't keep quitting and switching companies, or they're going to have a reason to doubt you. You also want to share your goals with them and tell them why you are doing the business. This is really important. Tell them, hey, baby, I'm doing the business because I want to get you home from your job so you can be here with the kids, or I want to retire both of us so that we can travel the world and live life on our own terms. You also want to involve your spouse in the business whenever possible. Maybe have them help you with your postcards or help you with your ads or your social media post or answer emails. Whatever you can do to involve them is a good thing. Worst case scenario, just ask them to be neutral and to have them give you 12 months probation period with your business. I think that's very fair. Most spouses will do that. And then you can prove to them that you're serious and committed to your business and that you're going to build it. The next issue or the next problem you might deal with at some point is lack of motivation. Now, most people, they're working 40, 50, 60 hours a week in their job. They have kids at home. They have outside the home responsibilities. They come home at the end of a long day at work and they're exhausted. The last thing they want to do is work some more. And I understand that. And keep in mind, no one is motivated all the time. This business is not about motivation. It's more about commitment than anything. Here's another lesson that I've learned. Action creates motivation. So if you wait till you're motivated to do something, you may never do it. But if you just go and do it, after you're done doing it, you're going to be motivated. Let me give you an example. When it comes to going to the gym, most people are not motivated to go to the gym. But once you go to the gym and you work out for 45 minutes or an hour and a half, and you're done and you're driving home, you are glad that you went to the gym. You're glad that you put in that work and that you showed up and followed through with what you said you were going to do. Commitment is the key to long-term success in this industry, not motivated. You show me someone who's motivated or over the top excited when they first join, I have found that they normally fizzle out in about a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, because as soon as that excitement dissipates, they're out of the business. They're off to something else. You want people who can commit to something. And most people can't. Most people can't really commit to anything. Another thing you can do is you can get in, plug in, and stay plugged in. Follow your team system, your company system, work closely with your coach or your upline mentor, and stay plugged in. That's going to give you the added boost that you need to keep you in the game. Another problem you may deal with is busy or too little time for the business. And let's face it, everyone is busy. I've met people who are unemployed that think they're busy. I mean, it's crazy. Everyone is busy. And one of the most common objections or challenges you get from people is that they think they don't have time to build a business. I always like to ask people, if you don't do this business and you keep doing what you're currently doing, when are you ever going to have the time to do what you want to do in your life? And the answer is, in most cases, never. So this business can be an exit plan to being busy. But yes, you are going to have to invest some time in the beginning to get your business going to where you can get to that point. Now, here's the truth. We all have time for things that are important to us. If someone is busy at night when they come home and they go to their bowling league and they don't have time to do the business, it's because their bowling league is a bigger priority to them than their business. And that's okay. I'm not judging people. Everyone has a priority. You have to just decide what your priorities are. If you come home after a long day and you eat dinner and then you want to watch Netflix for 2 hours and then you don't think you have time for your business, Netflix is your priority, not building a business. And that's okay as well. But just remember, we all have times for things that are important to us. If you want to be more productive, you want to work from a schedule and a daily action plan, you want to work from a daily to-do list, what I recommend you do is each morning or each night before you go to bed or each morning when you wake up, write down 3 to 5 things that you're going to do to grow your business that day and make sure that you do that throughout the day. Maybe you do 1 thing in the morning, 2 things at lunch, and 2 things before you go to bed. That's fine. But work from a plan. Don't wing it. Don't just work the business when you think you have some free time. Focus on the income-producing activities, which is basically talking to people, selling products, following up with people. That's what we get paid to do. The next problem that you may experience would be market saturation. And network marketing has been around for a long time. There are companies in our industry with millions of distributors. Like when I think of companies like Herbalife or Amway or Forever Living, they have millions of distributors, yet new people join that company every single day. So a company is never really saturated. People die every day. New people turn 18 every day. However, your company may be saturated on certain platforms. So maybe on Facebook, everybody knows about your company. I'll give you an example. I'm with a company called LiveGood. If you go on Facebook, it seems like everybody has heard of it. However, if I went to my local grocery store, or I went to an antique shop and I talked with 30, 40, 50 people, I doubt I would find even one person who's heard of it. So you have to use different platforms, different venues. Don't neglect face-to-face and in-person conversations when you can. That is really where the magic happens in this business. You also want to identify your unique selling proposition and figure out how you can be different in the marketplace. Some other problems you might experience at some point or another in the business would be attrition. And here's the truth. Most people are just visiting in the business. Most people are going to be in and out of the business in 90 days or less. And there's really nothing you can do about that. You don't need everyone to stay to build a big business. You just have to reduce attrition by a very small percentage to have a major impact in your business. So some of the things you can do to minimize attrition in your business, get people using your products, help people get a success story right out the gate. In other words, have them have a good product experience or help them sign up their first person quickly. Another way to minimize attrition is to give someone something to lose. I have found people will do more to avoid pain than they will to seek pleasure. So if you can help someone get a small team going of even 5, 10, or 15 people, there's a much higher likelihood they will stay in the business. Another issue or problem that you might experience is finding quality people. Maybe you sign up a bunch of people and most of those people don't do anything. And the truth is, most people don't do anything. If you sign up 10 people, you're probably going to have 8 people who don't sign up anyone at all. You might have one person who signs up 1 or 2 ever. And you might have one who signs up a new person every month for 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 months. That's the way the business works. So don't expect everyone that you enroll to be committed, to be serious about the business. What you can do is you can work through the people that you enroll. So if I sign up Jim, help Jim sign up 1 or 2 people. Now I go work with Jim's people, help them sign up 1 or 2 people. Now I go and work with their people, help them sign up 1 or 2 people until I find someone serious in that organization. Now I may have to do that 5 or 10 or 15 times under Jim before I find someone serious, and that's okay. But by doing that, it helps motivate and lock in everyone between Jim and the serious person that I find in their business. So these are really the biggest problems that you're going to face in your business. And I just want you to expect these problems up front. Every leader goes through these same issues, but it's how you deal with your problems that really determines where you end up in life. It's not the wind, it's the setting of your sails, as Jim Rohn says. And that's exactly how success works in this business. So don't expect a problem-free business. Success is never a straight line. There's a lot of zigs. There's a lot of zags. 3 steps forward, 5 steps back, 4 steps forward, 7 steps back, 3 steps forward, 2 steps back. But eventually, if you keep taking steps, you're going to move forward in your business. And that is the biggest thing that I can give to you in today's training is stick with it, expect problems, anticipate problems, solve problems, serve people, and stay the course. That's the magic sauce in network marketing. I hope you got some value from today's training. I do try to post a new video every day, so please check back often. Don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe. You can also click that notifications bell. That'll help our channel out a lot. Also, in the description box below this video, I have some resources and links that can help you on this topic. With that, I hope you have a great day. Thanks for stopping by.